Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County E-91 Director Doug McCasland about dispatch moving out of the courthouse. So with the Warren County Courthouse obviously scheduled to be replaced, that's where Warren County Dispatch and 911 was. Once you realized that there was going to have to be a move, talk about the process of finding a location for this much-needed service and obviously essential service.
Some of the planning for this has been going on for years. As soon as we started knowing that there was an issues in the courthouse, we were looking for an alternate location. When court services moved out, because we didn't know what the outcome of the building would be, and in a lot of the locations we were looking at, one of the biggest things we needed is backup generation. We needed the infrastructure to handle the circuits that are needed for 911 services. And we ultimately settled on the administration building for Warren County being the best location for this to take place. And it's always kind of been there through this entire process. Once the referendum was passed, it kind of sped up the process, and we had to buy some servers and some radio equipment to accommodate the move, which the Warren County Board of Supervisors entered a contract. We got the upgraded equipment, and on November 14th, after several weeks of moving furniture around, the dispatchers had to move a couple times within the courthouse so we could actually get their furniture moved over, and they were still in operation during this process. Our backup PSAP, which is a public safety answering point, is West Kelm and West Des Moines, and they were gracious enough. The day of the move, all the 911 calls defaulted to them, so we could move the 911 server, and they communicated to us via landlines and radios, so there was no interruption to the public during this process. And we're currently up and operational at 301 North Buxton, and everything's went fairly smoothly.
Talk about some of the difficulties of moving an operations like the dispatch, because it's not just a phone line, it's not just a computer, it's a whole interconnected thing that needs to talk with police, that needs to talk with fire, that needs to talk with emergency management. What are some of the difficulties in trying to tie that all together?
Well, without getting into too much detail, there's a lot of outlying radio towers, all the phone lines coming in, the different circuits that it takes to make the system work in the background. A lot of moving pieces, the state ICN network, the state wireless 911 system. We had multiple players. We had multiple meetings to try and organize any pitfalls that we seen might be a problem. And through cooperation and working together with the different agencies in Warren County, we were able to make it work.
How is the new room being handled for you guys, and when do you kind of how do you, okay, let me rephrase that. What are the resources of the new room, and just kind of how is the move being handled over to the Warren County Administration Building, and when are you looking forward to getting back over to the courthouse?
The last I heard, I believe the completion of the new courthouse is 2 to 3 years away. Been in a lot of meetings. Again, the Warren County, the users of the building, have been meeting with the architect and design of the building. Currently, with being in the temporary location, it's functional. It's not everything that we want or need, but it's a lot better than what we had. So we're gracious to have a nice location to be in. We're hoping that the new building, we're putting new things in place to upgrade the system, upgrade the dispatch center, and make it a good resource for the Warren County taxpayers.
Overall, I think just people should know that there was no interruptions in service, and Warren County Dispatch is currently running fully functional.
There was no interruption in service, and everything is fully functional.
Thanks to Doug McCasland for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.